This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. On the second day of their impeachment arguments, Democratic managers are focusing on what they call President Donald Trump's dangerous abuse of power. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
This conduct is not America first. It is Donald Trump first.
House impeachment manager Gerald Nadler teed up the session by saying no president has ever abused power like the current one. From there, colleague Sylvia Garcia zeroed in on the president pressuring Ukraine to investigate political foe Joe Biden, saying there's zero evidence Biden or his son did anything improper.
There was no basis.
She says the president wanted it for a reason.
For his own political benefit.
Republicans largely watched impassively, some visibly bored. Trump lawyer Jay Sekulow says focusing on the Bidens was a mistake by Democrats.
I was very surprised.
And he'll start rebutting the case this weekend. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, a new opinion poll shows that not only are Americans sharply divided when it comes to whether President Trump should be removed from office, they also doubt the impeachment trial will do anything to change their thinking. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The poll, conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, shows 45% of Americans think Trump should be convicted and removed from office. 40% say he should remain president, while about 1 in 7 say they don't know enough to have an opinion. About 80% of Republicans say Trump should remain in office, while the same percentage of Democrats say he should be removed. And about 3/4 of those responding say the trial is unlikely to produce information that will change their minds. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For more, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says a viral illness in China that has sickened hundreds of people is not yet a global health emergency. The WHO issued its evaluation after Chinese authorities moved to lock down several cities earlier in the day Thursday and canceled major events in the capital Beijing during the Lunar New Year holiday period. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the disease is an emergency in China, but not yet worldwide.
This is, though, an emergency in China. But it has not yet become a global health emergency.
The UN Health Agency defines a global health emergency as one that constitutes a risk to other countries and requires a coordinated worldwide response. The International Court of Justice has ordered Myanmar to take urgent measures to protect its Muslim Rohingya population from persecution and atrocities and to preserve evidence of alleged crimes against them. Reuters' Joe Davies has more.
Thursday's court ruling came after the mostly Muslim Gambia launched a lawsuit in November at the UN's highest body for disputes between states. It accused Myanmar of genocide against Rohingya in violation of a 1948 convention.
It is concluded on reasonable grounds that the Rohingya people remain at serious risk of genocide under the terms of the Genocide Convention.
More than 730,000 Rohingya fled Myanmar after a military-led crackdown in 2017. Their villages up in smoke. They left in whatever way they could for neighboring Bangladesh.
That's Joe Davies reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu both accused Iran of being anti-Semitic as world leaders gathered in Jerusalem to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. Linda Gradstein has more.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence spoke emotionally about the 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust and the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp.
When soldiers opened the gates of Auschwitz on January 27, 1945, they found 7,000 half-starved, half-naked prisoners, hundreds of boxes of camp records that documented the greatest mass murder in history.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Auschwitz is a symbol of evil to the world. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
For more, be sure to visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.